This is Brew Talk on 1310 KFKA. Back in a moment. It's been a long week. Grab a beer and sit back. It's Brew Talk time. Here's Tanner Chad and the Brew Doctor himself, Dr. Michael Mosier.
Good Saturday afternoon, Northern Colorado. Thanks for being with us. It is a special edition of Brew Talk Radio. We are live and on location at the Shine Shop. We got a grand opening. Whenever somebody says, hey, we're having a grand opening, there's going to be drinks there. Well, the three of us are going to find a way to show up to it. We're doing a radio show here today as well. Excited to be with you. I am Tanner Schwint. Chad Young, owner of the tavern at St. Michael Square, to my left. Chad, we got a weird knack of finding where the drinks are.
I think that just means we're good at our jobs.
I think so, too. And if you can hear the vehicles pulling up, we are outside and people are starting to file in because it's 2 o'clock. I think everybody was ready to go for this thing. Dr. Mosier standing to my right as well. Doc, how are you this Saturday? What are you thinking?
I'm doing great. This is an amazing place. I already had a chance to get a little sample, and, I think popcorn would be very happy.
Yeah, so. We've got our drinks in front of us as well. Doc went through the flight as well, so we're going to get his thoughts on that. Also joining us, the owner of the Shine Shop, David Pennington. David, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing phenomenal, man. Thanks for having us out here today. You got the food going, too. Let's talk about it, but let's start first with the Shine Shop. How did this come about? How did you decide, okay, you know what? I'm a pretty good distiller. I want to open up a distillery.
Well, kind of like everybody else, I think you kind of start You maybe start fooling around in your garage is what you do, kind of fooling around and making mashes and just trying to see what you can come up with, and it becomes a love more than anything of distilling alcohol.
Well, so obviously anybody out there listening right now can tell that you're not from Colorado with that accent a little bit. Where are you from?
I am originally from Mississippi is where I'm from.
So did you start your love for moonshine and craft spirits and stuff like that start there, or was it something that took a while to figure out that you loved?
No, I mean, I had relatives that actually had did it. I'd been around it all my life, but I actually started in Colorado. I've been distilling for about 3 years now is what I've been doing now.
All right.
Just became a love. I did it, of course, by working a full-time job. I've actually, like I said, had started this last year. I was in the oil field 19 years prior before that. So
yeah, wow. you got to have a little bit of moonshine doing that oil field stuff. Off the clock, off the clock, of course. But so talk to us about the Shine Shop. How did this come to fruition? What was that like for you?
So for us, last year when I had actually got out of the oil field, we were talking about doing this 2 or 3 years down the road. I talked to my wife. I said, you know what? I said, let's go look for buildings. She says, well, you're serious. I'm like, yeah, let's go look. So we went and we actually, you know, we looked at a lot of buildings. We looked at this one in Greeley. We wanted to actually set a distillery up in Greeley and open one with a barbecue restaurant. So something a little bit different, than what we've got, than the other distilleries that
we
have, which they're both great distilleries that are in town.
Right.
And that's kind of how everything came to fruition, just an idea. And instead of talking about it, we actually acted on it.
Yeah,
what we did.
Well, and I'm glad you did. I'm drinking, I think it's Sex in the Woods, and I've been okay to say that, apparently. So talk to me about the process of naming them and coming up with these different cocktails, because you've got a great cocktail list. Obviously, you can try the spirits straight as well if you want, but talk to me about that aspect of it.
So a lot of these names were actually we brought them up with my daughters, of all people. They wanted something that was a little bit of a shock and awe when doing it. Not something, I mean,
because you got Sex in the Woods and Sex in the Forest, right?
No, Sex on the, well, they're usually like Sex on the Beach is what they are.
All right,
but it's you want something that's going to kind of stick with people,
right?
Rather than just traditional, oh, you're drinking a Cosmopolitan. Everybody's heard that for years, but we always try to put a spin, especially on the ones that we actually have, just to make us unique is what we do.
Yeah, no, and it works for sure. It's a phenomenal setup in every cocktail that I've had. Look, I came in here with our first meeting and kind of sat down, and you poured me, I think it's the agave tequila?
Yes, sir.
Would that be right? Yeah, so I was saying, you know, I'm not a big tequila guy, especially taking shots of tequila, which I didn't take a shot. I sipped it on it. But normally if I'm drinking tequila, it's time for me to go home. And I've absolutely got to have a line with it. I tried this agave tequila, and it was smooth. I mean, it really was. Talk to me about the tequila.
So our apple agave tequila that we have, we actually distill it twice. The first distillation, like I said, we take select cuts is what we do out of it, so we can make sure we're getting the right alcohol that tastes good. The second distillation that we do on it, we actually infuse apples at that time is what we do. It usually comes off the tap, usually about 160. We proof it down to 110 so we don't hurt anybody. But it became a very, very smooth product. So
yeah, it is. Well, again, we're live at the Shine Shop. Sorry, Doc. We're live at the Shine Shop here with their grand opening going on. It just opened up at 2 o'clock, so you got plenty of time to come by, check it out. We're going to be here for the next hour, and I'm sure we're going to be hanging out, enjoying some, afterwards as well. What were you going to say?
Yeah,
Doc?
So I was going to say even just the shines themselves are extremely smooth. I just had the flight, and wow, those were very, very smooth, easy drinking. Wonderful infusions. Makes you think you're just sitting on the back porch rocking back and forth and just watching the world go by. Good stuff.
Our moonshines also, they're more of a bourbon mash is what they are. So that's the reason why they're a little bit smoother. I mean, especially as we use corn maize and wheat and rye is what we use in those.
Right. So this dream of the Shine Shop kind of came together last year, right?
Yes.
And then the world shut down.
Yes, and then the world shut down.
So what was that? Talk me through what that was like for you, because you're ramping up, getting ready to go, everything like that, and then, bang, here comes the pandemic.
I think more than anything, I think, hey, we're already into it. COVID has to end sometime. That's what everybody thought.
I think so. You know, there was times throughout it that I was like, is it going to? But it seems like it's coming to an end.
There is talk of it.
There is talk of it.
But as my wife says, she says, you're very persistent. And I know when you get on a task, you do it. And I said, you're right. I said, we're going to open this and we're going to do good. So I think people that can make it through this pandemic, especially, I think makes you a stronger business owner then.
Yeah,
it really does.
Yeah, I don't know. And we've talked with a lot of business owners, and that's always my question. I don't think there's anywhere in the business plan where world-stopping pandemic. I think that section's probably non-existent. No. But now you've got it in there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that will prepare people for more of this. So you get going here. With distilling, I'm just the guy that likes to drink and talk on the radio. These guys are the experts, but we've been to a lot of breweries and kind of got that process down. I've heard that distilling you can blow up doing.
You actually can if you don't have the right safeties in place. So the city of Greeley did very wonderful. We have it's not like you see on moonshiners where they're out there
in the West Virginia hills.
Yeah, they're blowing up each other's stills. Yeah. We have exhaust fans and safeties and fire systems in these distilleries now that make things very safe. You follow your policies and procedures so you keep everything safe. We don't have any open flames back here. Everything is heated up by boilers and electricity is what it is.
Okay, you steam heat.
Yes, sir. It's actually, well, that's basically hot water heat is what it is. It's not a steam boiler, but.
Yeah, talking with David Pennington, the owner of the Shine Shop here on a special edition of Brew Talk Radio. So, obviously, when you start anything, you never get it perfectly right the first time.
Right.
A lot of trial and errors. Was there a couple times, learning how this distilling process worked, that you're like, you know what, no, this isn't for me?
I don't know if that, but I can tell you that rye whiskey is made from the tears of distillers. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. So what was it that made you push through and say, you know what, this is truly a passion of mine, and this is something that I want to get done?
Just again, the persistence more than anything of just wanting to create a good product and keeping with it. Because, like I said, like I teach my kids, there's no such thing as failure. There's just bad runs is what I call them. And
like
you push
that through
them, and you keep on till you make a product that everybody loves. And that's what we rely on our customer base to let us know. We want to know how our product is. I can tell you that I like something, but it doesn't mean everyone else is going to like it.
Yeah. And that's a tough – I mean, that's a fine line to walk, right? I mean, because you don't want everybody coming in here and saying, you know, this is what you ought to do. I mean, because that would have to get annoying after a while. I know Chad and Doc have dealt with that as well.
Still do on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So what is that balance like? I mean, do you have a pretty good customer base so far?
Yeah, we've actually been growing, I'd imagine. I would say the percentage is about 10-15% a month is what we've been growing as far as customers coming in and getting out there and people wanting to leave their house because of the pandemic. It's Yeah,
we're all drinking in our houses. Now we're ready to go drink somewhere else with our friends and let somebody else make it. It's phenomenal. So talk to me about the food. That's just starting. It started maybe yesterday or today. What is that? What's about the food? What is it about it that separates it?
So we actually use, right now I'm actually using hickory. We smoke everything actually on our smoker outside. We even make all our sides. We make our pulled pork mac cheese, our brisket baked beans, and everything right there on that smoker is what we do. So we have sliced brisket, pulled pork sandwiches, brisket sandwiches. We have a riblet sandwich, and we have a rack of ribs is what we have right now.
So are you the cook too?
Yes, I'm the cook right now.
You're going to have to find somebody else to put some hats on. It sounds like you're
a jack of all trades right here.
That's these were two of my loves, was distilling and smoking meat.
We're talking with David Pennington, the owner of the Shine Shop here in Greeley. Grand opening happening today, and the parking lot's already getting filled up. So if you're going to come down, we'll find a place for you to park. We may send Chad out there. Can you direct traffic?
Sure, I can do that.
I think that's a good job for Chad. He can just point one way or the other, get him back there.
Don't count on me to point in the right direction.
No, he's going to be pointing somewhere, but I don't know where he's going to go. What are you offering me a sandwich? Oh, I love it. All right, I'm getting food handed to me right now.
There you go.
Look at that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, like you say, your two passions are cooking and distilling. One of my passions is eating and drinking. So this is perfect.
It is. So talk to me about the raffle tickets. You've got that going on, right?
So, yes, we're going to raffle off four bottles of alcohol today, of course, with a valid ID. And two shirts and, I believe, a hat is what we're going to do. So if you come in today, what it'll be is you'll pay $1 for a raffle ticket. All the money that we get from those raffle tickets will be donated to a woman's place.
What made you decide to do that on your opening day?
As far as the donations and stuff like that, we always try to give to charities and stuff like that because, as they say, life is too short, and there's a lot of people that need a lot of help out there.
Yeah, that's really well said. Really well said, especially right now. One of the other things that I noticed, I know you got a lot to go get done, so I'll let you go after this, but your whole family's here. I mean,
yes.
And everybody's helping and working, and we got a chance to meet, I think, almost everybody in there. What's it like for you to make sure that you want this to be a family, you know, a family atmosphere, too, and it starts with your own family being here?
You bet. I mean, it's just more along the lines of listening to your family also and listen to what they have and just being a close-knit. A lot of people don't have their families around and can't spend time with them because, as you know, grandkids and all that, they grow up very quick. Mm-hmm. And as they say, life happens.
Yeah.
10 years is too quick.
It's pretty cool to have them all around, and it's got to make your job easier. Well, harder at sometimes, I'm sure. I'm sure working with that much family, I'm sure there's the faults to it as well. But it is really cool to walk in, and we talk about family owned and operated. I mean, you guys are the definition.
You bet.
David Pennington, the owner of the Shine Shop. David, anything else that we need to get to that we didn't touch on?
I don't think so, other than we will be starting the live band around 6:30 tonight.
All right. So get back over here and check it out. So what is closing time tonight?
When you show? Closing is 10 o'clock tonight.
Okay, 6:30, the band will get going here, serving food all day long, and come down and get some drinks as well. It's the Shine Shop here in Greeley off West 10th Street. Come down and check it out. David, thank you so much. I believe we're going to talk with your wife coming up in a little bit as well, right?
Yes.
All right. I like it. Are you worried about that? She can talk good about you?
Oh, no. She'll always talk good about me.
All right.
As far as I know, anyway.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll have some listeners let you know if not. We're live at the Shine Shop. It's a special edition of Brew Talk Radio. Let's take a break. We'll come back on the other side. I got to eat something in between here as well. Right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Back in, special edition of Brew Talk Radio. And I was tempted to leave you guys just to sit here and talk for yourselves and sit down and eat and drink, but I suppose I'll fight it out with you.
Well, it's too distracting just sitting here watching the cars go by, having a nice drink.
Doc's going to doze off here.
Oh, I know, right?
Welcome back in. We are live for the grand opening of the Shine Shop. Just got done talking with David Pennington. And one thing we didn't mention as well, David Pennington did the he did serve, so this is veteran-owned and operated, and a really good dude. That accent just cracks me up. And I love everybody. That's the first thing. Everybody that I've seen go up and talk to him goes, "Where are you from?" You know, it's that apparent. But
you ain't around.
You ain't around here. These parts, are you?
Hi, my name is. I'm from Mississippi.
Yeah, that's about where they need to go with it. But, guys, seriously, I mean, this is – we talk a lot about it, like new openings – there's always a learning curve, you know,
sure.
But he had a year. I mean, he had a year where he was ready to go last year, and then the pandemic shut it down. So he kind of got a chance to fine-tune all of this. There's not a whole lot of flaws in the drinks that are out there.
No,
yeah, the drinks are fantastic.
Did you have an old-fashioned?
I had an old-fashioned with the, I don't, they, you get a choice of either the Shine or the, and I can't remember
whiskey?
What the, yeah, it's whiskey. It's aged on wood, or quick-aged on wood.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that's what I had, and it's fantastic.
I was going to say, you're kind of an old-fashioned snob, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my!
Is that just a general?
Did you like that? Yeah, that was that worked. You know, that worked out.
About the drink itself,
that worked out better than I expected. When I started,
you know,
that.
You have one sex in the woods, and look what
happens to you. Yeah. Well, thank you for putting it that way. Not ever. Yeah, we're going to leave that one alone. But no, it really is. And you can. You did the taster. The flight.
I did the
right?
flight.
Was there one that stood out to you?
You know, the lime one was outstanding, and I really liked the strawberry flavored one. The Applejack one I thought was pretty tasty too. I mean, there wasn't a flaw in any of them. It's just what kind of fruit do you like in your shine?
Yeah, they were. You know, I had a little bit of a flight the first time that I came in here as well, and it was phenomenal. And look, I'm not a. I mean, I like whiskey, but it's always just been, you know, Crown or whatever. I haven't got into much of the craft spirits, but you can taste the difference. I mean, you can taste the difference about the type of attention
you can,
that is spent on it. Right,
you can taste when somebody handcrafts something and does a great job and makes sure that the product that comes out is exactly what they envisioned it to be. And you can taste that in the product. Same is true about food. You go to a restaurant, you can taste if somebody put some passion into what they put on your plate. And you can definitely taste the passion in the drinks that he's making here.
Yeah, and apparently the food, the way you scarfed half that down.
I know, yeah. I had 3 minutes in between there, and I got about half of it down. So by the next break, it's definitely going to be gone. But, you guys, Doc, you're going through the same thing with Broken Plow right now, and new business owner, and there's a lot of things going on. Chad, it wasn't that long ago. Well, I mean, maybe it was. Maybe it doesn't seem like that long ago that you were a new business owner. What are some of the main things that you're looking for right now, and any advice that you would give to David or any new business
I'm
owner?
I'm finding out that right now I'm getting pulled in so many different directions. It's hard to direct all my energy into one thing to really make sure it's 150% of what I want it to be.
Right.
I'm just being able to do like 100% of what I want it to be. And because I have so many different roles and there's so many different things that you have to do.
Your thoughts?
I think my biggest advice is just stay true to what you want, mm-hmm. what your vision of the business is supposed to be, or what you want the business to be.
Yeah.
Because like you said in the first segment, a lot of people are going to come giving you advice, telling you what you should be doing, or you should do that, you should do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it works and it's in your vision,
stick
go for
it.
Yeah. But if it's something completely opposite of what you want to do, take all that advice with a grain of salt.
Well, and I think that this place really, I mean, it feels like Northern Colorado to me. I mean, it's the Shine Shop here. You walk in, and, you know, a lot of distilleries, you don't get that homey vibe to it. I mean, you don't get a family atmosphere necessarily. You kind of get that. I mean, they got a shuffleboard table over there. They got a big TV up there as well. They've done a lot. And I know, Doc, you saw this building before David got it. And he's done a lot with it.
Yes. Wow. Just walking in, it's very welcoming and warm and still hip. And it's got stuff to keep you busy while you're in there. It's not just walk up to the bar and there you go. This is a good place.
Yeah,
good place to come hang.
I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and again, it's you can sit down at a table. The waitresses will come out and check on you as well if you get here. What I'm impressed by, 2 o'clock. The parking lot's almost all the way full, but don't let the front parking lot fool you if you're coming down West 10th. There is parking back behind, so if you kind of go back that way, there's some parking back there as well. But, man, I mean, obviously people were excited to get down here today.
Oh, absolutely, and I think that just kind of goes to show that they're already falling into that great brewing and distilling scene that Colorado and mm-hmm. Greeley and Northern Colorado has.
Well, and what I like about it, too, there's – the two other distilleries here in town, right, Syntax and 477, this is, completely different than either of those, in my opinion, right? I mean, this has a completely different vibe than something like 477 downtown. That's going to be beneficial to him.
Oh, most definitely, because now you've got a different base that you can go and talk to and other people in a different part of town, too, where you're you've got access to. And also, yeah, they have bottles for sale. So you can even, if you needed to, swing by, take it home, and pour yourself a drink with dinner tonight or something.
Yeah. The message that was left, the voicemail.
Yes.
Talk to me about that, because I can't remember his name right now.
So it's Jean-Paul, who owned, I don't know if he still owns or at one time owned, Patron Tequila.
All right.
Was his big brand. And called and left a message on their answering machine just raving about the agave or the apple agave spirits.
Yeah, that's a pretty good.
Yeah, I think, that's a tequila guy, and Patron's a pretty, I think a few people might know Patron.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I've heard of Patron. And so to have somebody like that compliment your product is a great way to start.
Yeah, that's a great testimony there to put out there. And, you know, that's early validation. And a lot of people, and you guys can talk about this as well, you know, when you start a business, your confidence can get shaken. You know, maybe it's not as busy as you'd like it to be. And maybe stuff like that. You get these doubts that creep in. Something like that can help erase a lot of that.
Absolutely. You know, it's always good to hear compliments and people love your product. But when somebody that's, you know, is in the business and runs a brand that's that well known.
Yeah, that
comes in, so,
universally well known, right?
I mean, if nothing else, it just gives you a boost, you know, a bigger head.
Right. Well, it just tells
I
you
knew
that,
I was good.
It just tells you word of mouth is eventually going to get out there, and this place is going to be so big, they're going to have to do something.
Yeah, they're going to have to expand the parking lot.
Expand the parking
a little bit,
lot and the interior.
Yeah, it's awesome, and I really am enjoying it. And look, I'll be real with you. I've gone to grand opening remotes and stuff like that before, and I was like, okay, you know, it's okay. And I'm not bluffing on this one. I really do enjoy it. So if you're thinking location-wise, it's here on West 10th. It's really, really easy to get to when you're going westbound on 10th. But you got to kind of go, well, I guess you can turn right here, can't you?
26th.
Yeah, turn on 26th Ave, and you can get in here. But I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I really, really am. But and one of the things, but we're going to have his wife come on and talk. But kind of a side note that goes along with this grand opening is that Larimer County has just announced that starting on Monday, they're going to go 100% capacity with no social distancing, which is a huge win for Larimer County. And then Governor Polis came out yesterday and, of course, dissolved the mask mandate. It's still recommended for people who are unvaccinated, but it will not be enforced. You know, that's a huge win as well for a lot of restaurants and breweries that are like, okay, you know, here in Weld County, been able to operate at 100% as soon as it went back over to local control. But now I think you're going to start to see everybody start to get back into that where, okay, the rules are starting to get more and more consistent. People know what to expect. And I expect, you know, people to start going out more and more, especially with the warming weather. Want to get your thoughts on where we're headed.
Well, this is patio time right now. This is where you want to be outside and you want to enjoy this beautiful weather, even though it's cloudy today. It's really nice outside, and this is the kind of time you want to be outside because we've been cooped up for quite some time.
Yeah.
And I just think attendance across the board at everything is going to start just skyrocketing as we get more and more into summer.
What are your thoughts on that, Chad? With
I agree 100%. I think the mask mandate being lightened is going to definitely help restaurants and brewery owners to where we don't have to
be the bad guy.
Be the bad guy anymore.
Right.
You know, it's, you know, when it's required, then we have, you know, it causes issues and restaurants don't really want, and that's not our job to police that, and it shouldn't have to be. But now that it's just recommended, it makes all our jobs a lot easier, I think.
Yeah, and I think it gives consumer confidence, too. I mean, all the numbers are going down again. You know, we had a little bit of a wave for a minute, but all the numbers are heading back down. Look, you got the Rockies that are heading to 70% and things like that. So everything's heading in that direction. Now you got to start to feel confident if you are just opening up like the Shine Shop is and things like that, that, okay, you know, we just got to worry about putting our best foot forward, doing a great product and things like that. You don't have to worry about all these other regulations.
Right.
And that takes at least one burden off that can focus on just what's going on inside of your location.
I agree. I agree.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to continue on with the grand opening of the Shine Shop. We're here, and plus, I promise you, this food's going to be gone by the time we get back. It is Brew Talk, special edition of Brew Talk, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Welcome in. It is Brew Talk, a special edition of Brew Talk Radio right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. I'm Tanner Schwint. We're live from the grand opening of the Shine Shop. Chad Young, the owner of the tavern at St. Michael's Square, on my left. Dr. Mike Mosier, UNC Brewing and Laboratory Sciences, as well as, well, second in charge, because your wife's
second
in charge,
in charge of Broken Plow. That's right.
We know the hierarchy over there. And Danielle Pennington joining us as well, the wife of David. And, you know, the co-owners, and you got a huge smile on your face. I've been here since 1 o'clock getting things ready, and you welcomed me with a huge smile. You're excited about this, aren't you?
I am. I'm very excited about it.
Been
yes.
a long time coming?
It has. Yes, it has.
That pandemic was a little weird, wasn't it?
It was.
What did that put any doubt in your head about this dream that David, and presumably you as well,
yes.
had?
Yes, absolutely. It absolutely put a doubt in my head. I was concerned with the regulations and what was going on, if we were ever going to get it open.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I think a lot of businesses had that same thought, whether they were brand new or had been here for a while.
Exactly.
Before we get too much into that, let's talk about how you and David met. You know, obviously it says veteran owned on the door, so thank you so much for your service as well, because both of you guys served in the Army.
Yes, absolutely. We met at Fort Carson, Colorado, in Colorado Springs.
Right.
He was a mechanic in first shop, and I was a mechanic in third shop, and we just started dating and
hit it
off.
Here
we are 26 years later.
So obviously, and Dr. Mosier hit on this as well, no accent from you.
No, I'm from Colorado, born and raised in Colorado, joined the military to do some traveling, and I ended up right back in Fort Carson. So.
Yeah, there you go. So from Northern Colorado originally? Or?
From Westminster, Colorado, and then over to Colorado Springs during high school, and then off to the military, and then over here. We've been a little bit around Colorado, Western Slope, now over here.
So, go ahead.
I was going to say,
ahead.
So a little bit of traveling. So
a little bit.
Any places that kind of helped shape the ideas that came about for the Shine Shop?
Oh, you know, not really. The idea came from David solely. It was started out as a hobby. He was like, oh, I got to do something different. And I was kind of like, okay,
let's see where this goes.
Huh? And a hobby turned into a love. And now here we are.
So, and I promise no one's going to tell on you. None of our listeners are going to tell on you. What was the first couple of batches like?
The first few batches were actually not terrible.
Really?
Yeah, they were not terrible, and he was using fresh fruits in those batches, like we do here now. And I liked him. I thought, good deal, you know. And then he started to kind of play around with a little bit of the concentrates, and that's when I was like, no, tastes like cough medicine. We don't. No,
right.
Go back to the fruit. Go back to the fresh fruits, and that's where we went. And we went right back to it.
Was that a tough conversation to have him, or are you pretty okay with, you know, being able to call him and say, yeah, that's not great?
I'm brutally honest.
Okay.
Yeah, I find that in our marriage that is important.
So we have to ask then, what's the weirdest ingredient that you've added?
Oh, geez.
I mean, because, you know, fresh fruit is a great way to go, but, you know, stay away from things like jackfruit or things like that.
Right. So the weirdest has been, I don't know. I can't really say. I know that we did a kiwi fruit, and he was very apprehensive about it, but
there's
he likes it.
Kiwi flavored spirits out there,
aren't.
Really.
Yeah.
So
no, there's not.
What's your favorite one then?
My favorite is the lemon.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the lemon.
I
it's
like
one of
too.
My favorite. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I was talking with David as well. I mean, you guys are the definition of family owned and operated.
Absolutely.
You've got four kids.
Yes, absolutely.
Are they all helping here?
For the majority, yes. Our 16-year-old works a full-time job. Our 21-year-old works a job and is in school. But our daughters are our full-time. They're here all the time helping us out, our two daughters. And but the other two, they come pop in when they can.
Yeah, that 21-year-old's got to be really ecstatic that when he turns 21, mom and dad got a distillery. It's got to work out pretty well for him. Is he pretty pumped about it?
He's pretty excited about it. Yeah, we're trying to get him in here to he's going to school to be a chef. He's in his externship, so we're trying to get him in here to kind of come help us out with the
that's an excellent idea.
The other side.
Yeah,
barbecue side.
You're gonna have to hook him up with Chad here. Chad, you know a little something about cooking, right?
I cooked a time or two.
Just once or twice. Yeah, I thought that was right. We're live from the Shine Shop at the grand opening. You look around and I mean it. Parking lot's full. I mean, how exciting is that for you?
It feels so good.
Yeah.
It feels so good. Yeah. It's, I love seeing all the cars and the people filling up the store. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm ecstatic.
I can see it all over you, and it is really, really cool. And again, like I said, just the atmosphere when you walk in. I mean, there's not a lot of distilleries that you go into, and you're like, okay, you know, I would be comfortable bringing my family here, but not a problem here at all.
Yep, no, not at all. We want you to come here with your family. We're welcoming to the kids. We have no problem with them here. We're family-owned. We'd love to see family. Come on in.
Yeah, so let's talk about Northern Colorado a little bit, because it's a little bit of a different demographic. And you mentioned you've been all over Colorado. And
yes.
Obviously, there's a divide among it and things like that, different demographics in different areas. What is it about Northern Colorado that you said, you know what, this is where we need to be?
I like this area. I like Weld County. There's a lot more folks that think like I think and have the same feelings I have, and I feel comfortable here.
Yeah.
And I like that it's a little bit bigger, but it still feels hometown.
Yeah, and that's always a big thing, being able to engage with your customer base, right? Your demographic is always a really important thing. So far for you guys, what's been the biggest surprise about trying to open up and get things going? What's been the biggest surprise? And then follow up with that, what's been the hardest part of it? Besides the pandemic, obviously, because
exactly.
That COVID thing, that may have thrown a curveball.
I think that wins.
Yeah.
That just wins.
Honestly, the biggest surprise has been the outpouring of support of folks that have come in and tried it, and how much they really do love what we're doing, and they really do love the alcohols that Dave is producing as the master distiller. So that's been a surprise, because you never know when you're doing something from the ground up if everybody's going to like what you're doing.
Yeah.
So that's been my surprise, and
all right.
It's a happy surprise.
That is. That's a great surprise.
It makes me thrilled. And the hardest part was, like, here we are starting a business, and people are losing their business. And I tell you, I struggled with it. I was like, are we going to do it? Is it going to be able to happen? Are we, you know, are we floating this money into this? You know, this is our retirement. To be honest, we didn't get a loan, you know, so here we are, and we're working hard, and we just want to make it succeed.
Well, and the good news is you're part of the brewing and distilling group of businesses in this area, and they all seem to work together really, really well, and if you need something, somebody's got some help for you, that kind of stuff. So it's a great business to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel that. I feel like it's kind of like a brotherhood, a brethren, you know, that they all, you know, have reached out, they've come in, they've had drinks, they've bought bottles, and, you know, and Dave's done that too. He's gone to some places I haven't gone with him. I'm working a full-time job as well as doing this on the weekend. So.
Yeah, so we can't let David get away with saying how busy he is, right? We see how it really is. We see how it really is. So what is your role here? I mean, what is your title, or are you just,
Well, I'm co-owner. I come in, I help where they need me. I do a lot of the cleaning. I help with the food. I do what the kids need. I can bartend if I need to. I did go to the bartending school. I'm not quite as good as my daughters, but I did go to the bartending school. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, and one of the cool things that's going to get going here after a while, I understand, is there's going to be distilling classes that David's going to be putting on, right?
Yes.
That's going to be awesome to see these, you know, up and comers in the industry or just people like me that don't know anything about it. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be an exciting portion, and that's going to be a great way to introduce a lot of people to your product as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's a great idea that he's going to do that. I think that people,
are you
gonna
go
come
through
in, it'll be fun. You know, I probably think I should.
Then you can correct him on things. Say, wait a second. Wait a second.
I do that already.
you don't need a certification to do
that,
huh?
No. Did I mention I'm bossy?
Yeah.
No.
You didn't have to. You didn't. I'm just kidding. We're talking with Danielle here, one of the co-owner, David Pennington's wife, of course, of the Shine Shop. Give me your elevator spiel here, right?
Okay.
The elevator speech about this place, right?
Okay.
So 30 seconds, Tell me everything that people need to know about the Shine Shop.
Oh, just come in. It's a great atmosphere. It's fun. The girls will make you feel welcome when they're here and they're bartending. My husband and I will be glad to give you a tour of the back anytime to see what we do back there, distilling. Just come in. Check it out. It's a great atmosphere. It's family feel. It's warm feeling. It's what we wanted to do. It's exactly what we wanted to do.
I think that's really, really well said. Anything else that we missed that you'd like to talk about, or you think we covered it? And I'm sure we'll be back out, so we'll have another shot at it.
I guess I'd like to say that we've launched the barbecue side, and so we're going to start serving barbecue during the week and on the weekends. It's not just a weekend thing or a grand opening thing, and for people to take a look at that too.
Yeah, you definitely need to check it out. It's delicious.
Yeah, just
here.
Follow your nose.
That's what Doc had mentioned earlier. He said, you know, that's a great marketing tool right there, because that wind comes up and you can smell it for about 6 blocks.
Exactly. We got a customer stop in because of that yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, he said he was on his bike and he was going down the road and he's like, I was going to keep on driving, but I just had to turn in.
I love it. There you go. There you go. Well, thank you so much for your time.
You.
See, that wasn't too bad.
No, I could handle it.
Absolutely. Well, we're gonna take a break. I'm going to try and finish my food here. Maybe just stick it with these guys to finish the show. I'm not sure. But thank you so much for having us. Great place. We really love it, and I'm pretty sure you've got 3 regulars right here. So
awesome.
Thank you so much. We'll be back on the other side. It's a special edition of Brew Talk Radio. We'll wrap up this remote live from the Shine Shop for the grand opening right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Welcome in, live from the Shine Shop. Just a couple minutes left here. Guys, fellas, buddies.
We've been to a lot of these on-site places. I feel really at home at this place.
It is. It's pretty awesome here. Look, it's one of those, this is what I call a dangerous location. Because it's one that, I'll stop by for one, and then you're like, it's 10 o'clock, and my wife's going to murder me. You know, it's one of those things that it could very easily turn into that, because it is. There's not a lot of, you know, there's not a lot of flaws to it. You know, if we're being honest and talking about it can be difficult to get into if you're heading east on West 10th. But you mentioned, too, Chad, with the product that they're serving.
Yeah, people are going to find a way to get here, for sure.
They spent their time and perfected it before they opened.
Yeah, they really did. Whether they planned on doing that or not is another story. But COVID made sure that they did. And but, you know, high-quality stuff, people are going to find a way to get there. You know, there's flaws with every business. There's no such thing as the perfect business. The one that comes to mind for me is, I mean, Wiley Roots is not easy to get to.
No, it's not.
It's way off there. And look at them grow. I mean, People will find a way when you market yourself right, when you get the product out there. And they were talking that they went to a liquor store and had a tasting over in Berthoud. And it's like, you start getting all of Northern Colorado into this, it's really gonna take off.
Well, yeah, and I looked at their website before we came over, and they're at several liquor stores here in town. They're in Berthoud, a couple other cities, so they're getting their product out and already
distributing. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was talking about the rye whiskey being a little bit of a bugaboo there. It's coming. It's not quite quite ready to go yet, but it's going to be coming back that way. Look, that cocktail that I had, and what I like is that you can ask questions, and the staff's – when it's the owner's family that is running it, you know, you're not going to have bad staff. They're going to be, because they know that at the end of the day, if they're bad at their job, then it affects their parents, not just some boss that they're like, I could give an, you know what, less about. And I like that aspect, too, because they know the ins and outs of it, and there's nobody here that you can talk to that doesn't know.
And they took the time to go to bartending school and learn it, learn it how to
do
it,
too,
rather than just, we'll fill in for you.
Yeah.
Not that kind of thing. No, they're doing it the right way. And like I said, they've taken the time to really make sure they're putting out excellent product.
Yeah, it's been good, and that the schooling of it, to at least even have that backup, right? Because if you, I want you to talk a little bit more about this, because I know that you've had this over at the tavern as well, but you got people that want to try and tell you you're doing it wrong a lot of the times, and to have at least that pedigree and say, wait a second, you're wrong, shut your mouth, is you've got that backing with at least going to the school.
Yeah, right? Especially when, sometimes. Sometimes. You know, there's, especially when you're a new business, everybody's got advice, and everybody thinks you should be doing things this way, you know. And if everybody had great advice, everybody'd have a restaurant or a bar or a distillery or a brewery,
or be a teacher, or
Be on the radio.
Exactly.
Well, you actually don't have to be very smart to be on the radio. I'm living, walking proof of that.
So a lot of the times, you just got to say, "Well, thanks. We'll think on that a little bit, and then you forget about it."
Yeah, it's interesting, and it's fun to watch these businesses pop up. I mean, it's exciting to be able to come back out and do stuff like this, right? To be here today, to have them talk about that they're not worried about a pandemic or getting shut back down again. It's just refreshing, and I would have to imagine for you guys in your careers, your jobs, it's got to be revitalizing as well to be like, you know, refreshing, let's go, we got this.
Right. Like I said, it's great to see a new business open up with such fervor and to do it really, really well, and to join in a community of other people who are like-minded and want to help. Everybody here in Northern Colorado wants to make sure our restaurants and our breweries and our distilleries are doing great, and they lend hands when they need to.
Well, it's because if one person's successful, it just trickles down to everybody.
Exactly.
So the more we can get people to stay here in Greeley, for a Greeley-based business, you know, the better it is. We're not, you know, people in Greeley used to travel to Fort Collins all the time to go to bars or go to breweries and go to restaurants. But now we've got such a great scene building, we don't see that happening.
That's right.
Much.
Well, and this area takes that shop local to heart. I really do think that. And again, that going back to, you know, not just here, but at your guys' businesses too, you're always around. You can always talk to the owner. That personal feel goes a long way, you know, especially in Weld and Northern Colorado.
Yeah. Well, it's like that festival spirit too. You know, like you can go and do festival things and talk to the brewer there. But you can also, here in Greeley, go talk to the brewer at the brewery.
Yeah.
Because they really are passionate about their stuff. The distillers are just as passionate too.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast to watch this place grow. And come down and check it out. You're not going to be disappointed at all. And even if you don't like the drink, which I don't think you will, I don't think you won't like it, is what I meant to say there. That didn't sound great. But the food is phenomenal. It really is. So come down and check it out. It's the Shine Shop on West 10th. You can get in there, pull right in, and have a. I know we're going to have maybe one more drink here when we're done and hang out for a minute as well. So if you see us, come up and say hello and check it out. All right, fellas, just a minute or so left. What's going on at the tavern this weekend, Chad?
Biggest thing is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, we have our Geeks Who Drink Trivia rolling on Sunday nights now. So come out and check that out.
Doc?
For us, Wednesday is out on the patio. And come listen to them. They're pretty cool. And then on Friday nights, we'll have our live music as usual.
All right, guys. Well, for us, that'll do it for us. Come by the Shine Shop. Check it out. We'll be back on Wednesday night. This has been Brew Talk on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Cheers.